Good morning. Yes.
You're like gonna do a little Robin Williams. Good morning, Vietnam.
No, stop it. Stop it. No. I'm actually thinking. I know that's not a good thing when James thinking.
Look out, America. We got some thoughts going on here.
How much thought do you give to the words you use every day?
Quite a bit. Probably more than the average person does.
I don't think you do.
I do. Why?
I think you do when we talk about words we use. But I don't think that normally you really think about the words that you use.
Well, I think I do because I don't swear all the time. And I generally try to use proper grammar and proper English. And
that's not. You are. Oh, you're so frustrating.
Well, and it's one of the main things that I'm teaching the boys is how to speak well, to be well-spoken.
They are well-spoken.
I know. Well, the big thing in our
and
house right now is...
I taught them that from a young age.
The big thing is the word ain't.
Yeah, I know.
The word ain't has all of a sudden made a big comeback in our household, and I'm not quite sure how to feel about that because...
You hate that word.
Well, yeah, absolutely, because it's not a contraction of anything.
It is not a contraction of anything, but it's still a word.
Yeah,
and it's still important to American English.
Well, it's important to those that don't have enough education.
That is not true.
It is. It's right in the dictionary.
So you're saying that our kids are not educated?
Yes, because if they're using the word ain't, then they...
So they haven't. They don't go to school every single day.
Read the definition.
And learn grammar and vocabulary and pronunciation. It is a word in the dictionary.
But it doesn't mean it's a right word in the dictionary.
I'm not saying that it's a right word in the dictionary.
In the dictionary, it's for uneducated people, correct?
Less educated people. And that's not the point.
The point is that's the definition.
That they have vocabulary.
Words matter.
They have vocabulary and they're using that vocabulary. That's the point. They know that there are options for the words that they use, the words that they choose to use.
Well, if you're using
and
it,
they make full use of the words that they have.
If you're using it sardonically, perhaps, okay, I can see that, sure. But if you're using it as just part of your everyday grammar while you're talking to people, while you're having a conversation, then you are one of the less educated,
no,
as in the definition of the word.
That is not true.
Ain't. It's in the definition of the word.
I think that depends on whether or not you understand that ain't is not a contraction of something else. And when you choose to use that word, you're using that word, understanding that it's not necessarily the proper word that you could choose in that situation.
Well, why not use the proper word then? Why would you rebel against that?
It's your option.
Okay, if we're going to rebel against the things that we've agreed on that are part of civilization...
That's not what I'm talking
then
about.
Then are we going to...
I'm talking about
we're
gonna speech.
We're going to stop putting the knife and the spoon on one side and the fork on the other. We're going to stop...
But this is what I'm talking about. Grammar and pronunciation and all the rules that we've grown up learning, and even words, are all made up.
Somebody made all of those things up and said
that this is how we are going to choose to use these things. This is the proper way. There is honestly no proper way.
Oh my goodness, but if you can't as a society agree on certain basic principles, then you have no society.
And society has agreed that ain't is a perfectly acceptable word.
But only for those that are less educated.
No.
It's in the dictionary. It's part of the definition of the
word. So if I start using ain't, that will make me less educated.
Yes, it will.
Absolutely not.
Maybe you can be the smartest person in the world. I mean, we've all seen Dr. Ben Carson. He's apparently a wonderful neurosurgeon.
We're not going to use him as an example.
But he's as dumb as a piece of...
box of rocks.
On anything else.
Yes, I know. But does he use ain't?
I don't know, but I would still consider
him
less
educated.
But
if he doesn't... Then you're kind of contradicting yourself.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
Because you can use all of the proper grammar and all of the proper English, and you could still be uneducated.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
It has to do with whether or not you understand the rules. You understand what you're saying, and you're understanding how you're using those things. It has nothing to do with whether or not you choose to use the word ain't in this situation.
Well, you sound very educated to me while you're talking right now, and I notice you're not using the word ain't.
That's because it's not something that I choose to have in my vocabulary.
So you can just choose. So let's say you wanted to just started saying the N-word, because it's a word, it's in the dictionary, the N-word. If you chose to just start using that today, would that be okay?
That's not talking about whether or not something is more or less educated. That's making you racist. That's making you hateful. It's making you, I don't know, but it's not making you less educated.
Okay, I'll accept that point. I'm with you on that point. That was a good one.
Just because you have it as part of your vocabulary doesn't mean you need to use it. But those people who choose to use it are using their range of vocabulary.
See, the funny thing to me is generally you and I agree on virtually everything. I mean, it's amazing the things that we agree on, mm-hmm. although not entertainment.
Mm-hmm. No. Not music, not movies, not, no.
Okay, we agree on virtually nothing. Now that I think about it.
That is not true.
I said
we agree on almost everything.
But I don't understand why we can't agree that.
On the word ain't.
It's important to teach our kids proper grammar.
Our kids do have proper grammar.
For them to be well-spoken.
And in fact, our kids at the dinner table, if somebody says something improper, we'll correct each other. And they understand. They understand the usage. They understand what's the right and wrong way to use a word in a sentence. And they understand the structure. That's not the point.
And
the
point is they don't actually use the word ain't, at least not typically.
Not typically, exactly.
Although if they I say no.
But there are times that you can use that word and you're still not less educated.
Except it's part of the definition. I'm going to go ahead and stick with the.
Well, you can.
Because he was so excited.
Use that as your defense.
He was so excited because ain't is a word. It's in the dictionary.
It is in the dictionary.
Well, the dictionary defines it. And you can't just say one part of that is important and the other part is not. The dictionary defines it as a word used by the less educated. It's part of the definition. If you want to sound like you are less educated, feel free to use the word ain't.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it. That's fine. But you're still going to sound like you are less educated. It's part of the definition.
I'm just going to go ahead and agree to disagree with you on this one because it's just not, that's not what I'm arguing here. I'm not arguing that it's not the definition of the word. I'm arguing that it doesn't make you less educated to use that word.
Not necessarily, no. I mean, you can't, just like we always talk about stereotypes, you can't say that everything is stereotypical just because it applies to one particular situation.
But that's what you're arguing.
I'm just arguing in favor of the definition of the word because he was using the dictionary, debating the definition
of the word.
But he was using the dictionary as the source of making it a word. And I'm saying that's fine. Use the dictionary.
And it's not part of the definition. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's part of the usage discussion of ain't.
Well,
because the definition of ain't, there are two definitions of ain't.
This is what we just talked about yesterday.
Am not, are not, is not is the first definition.
Yes.
The second definition, have not, has not. In the discussion,
which would be hasn't
the
or
usage
haven't.
Discussion of ain't is where it talks about that it's although widely disapproved as non-standard and more common in the habitual speech of the less educated.
There you go.
Woo-hoo. That's the discussion.
What was the first part of the thing right there? What did it say?
Although widely disapproved as non-standard.
Widely disapproved.
Depends on when this definition was written.
Our whole
because
oh my goodness.
In society, as times change, as vocabulary grows, as new things are added into the dictionary, of course, those of us people who are older, we don't accept changes in vocabulary. But people who are younger, who come up with slang words, who come up with words that they use every day, they are more accepting of those things. And so it depends on when that was written and where those people are in their lives now. Because as they grow and older people die, that's becoming a more widely accepted practice to use the word ain't.
Oh, that ain't right. That ain't right. It just ain't right. This ain't something.
This ain't defiance.
It's the Brett and Jamie Show.
The Brett and Jamie Show. The show. The show. The show.
This ain't science.
This ain't defiance.
It's the Brett and Jamie Show.
The Brett and Jamie Show. The show. The show. The show.
This ain't science. This ain't science. This ain't science. This ain't science.
So I've been thinking recently about podcasting on my own.
Okay.
And I was trying to decide, if I was going to podcast on my own, what would I talk about?
What would you talk about?
So I think that I've decided that I would talk about science.
Really?
Yes.
I wouldn't have thought that direction, but that's, I could understand why you would.
Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because you don't understand.
Okay.
You think you do, but you don't. Okay. Okay, tell me what you think.
Because you're smart. And
no.
You like science.
No.
Okay.
That's not why.
Exactly the opposite.
Yes.
I hate science. It's all fake.
I'm getting annoyed with science.
Really?
Because it's hard. It didn't used to be hard for me. I used to get it and it was no problem. So the reason that I would podcast about science is so that I could learn it. I think that, right now I'm taking a biology class and I think that I understand the material, right? But then I take a test and I'm like, oh, damn, I did not understand that material. So I think if I podcasted about it, where I like talked about it and explained things,
okay,
then maybe it would stick in my head.
What's something that you're learning about right now, this very second?
I have no idea.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm serious.
You just said something earlier about occurrences, and I don't even know what it was because it was stuff that I didn't understand.
Well, I'm going to say what we're talking about, but I can't elaborate on it.
Well, good.
Okay. So we're talking about plants and plant growth and like... primary and secondary growth.
The first thing I would recommend
is... And xylem and phloem and...
Okay, see, that's good.
You
don't need to use the word like necessarily because like the word ain't...
Shush.
Like...
You just shush. I can say like if I want.
As a verbal pause.
I can liken things to other things if I want.
Yes, if you're going to actually liken them to them, but if you're just going to use the word like as a verbal pause...
I can do that if I want to. That's like, my choice.
That is not a good idea, like, you know?
Yeah. Like, I get it.
Okay, so what else, what would you talk about?
Well, we talk about things like, primary and secondary growth, xylem and phloem.
See, I got that. I didn't use the word at all. I said occurrences, but you knew what I meant.
Primary. I don't know what you're talking about.
What primary? What is it again? The phloem? What's this phloem?
I have no idea.
What? You don't know?
That's part of the problem.
You don't know what a phloem is?
No. Okay, so I know that there's cells.
Maybe it's a horrible
okay,
swear word.
No, it's not. So there are these things. There are cells within the stem of the plant, right? Okay.
Oh, phloem and whey.
No, shut up. And there is xylem and phloem.
Xylem?
Phloem.
So it's not phloem?
No.
Oh,
so the xylem are these big cells, okay? And they are... I can't tell you.
Okay.
And then the phloem are smaller cells, and they help to transport water and nutrients up the plant.
Do the xylem communicate in some way with the plant?
No.
Like, does it...
It transports water.
Does it pick up, you know, and say, hey, we need more water down here?
No.
Because then it would be on the xylem phone.
Oh my gosh. You are so proud of yourself right now, aren't you?
That was horrible.
Oh my gosh.
That was the worst joke in the world.
You're really proud of yourself for that.
And it took me way too long to get to the punchline.
Wow. But that's what I mean. I need to like talk about these things so that
what do you need to talk
I understand
about?
Them.
It sounds like you understand them
no,
already.
No, I don't, because I can't tell you what cells are in them. I can't tell you what they're made of. And that's a big... part of understanding this.
I can tell you what they're made of.
The phloem, shut up. The phloem are like long, skinny cells that have holes in the sides.
Holes in the sides, I'm with you.
But they're called something. And the xylem are bigger cells. They're like bigger diameter, but they're shorter. And then they have holes in the sides and like slits in the top and bottom because they stack together. And phloem don't do that. They don't stack together. And they're called something. They're called... They're specific cells. And I don't remember what they are.
Okay. Well, that doesn't sound like a big deal.
Yeah, it kind of is like, a big deal. When you're having a test, when you're in a test, well, and you can't remember the name of the cell.
This is not a test.
Then.
This is an actual emergency.
This is an actual emergency. That's really sad. I'm like, oh gosh, I can't remember the name of the cells, and I'm in a test. So. This is no longer a test. It's an emergency.
The next time you're taking a test, remember that it's just a test. It's not an actual emergency.
It is when your grade depends on it.
No,
that's an emergency.
Just a test.
No.
Just a test. Mm-mm. Just taking a little test.
Yeah,
making
I know.
Sure that all the systems are like when you get an erection for no reason. Just it's a little systems test.
Really? That's what you're going with there?
It's just a test.
Okay.
You don't need to worry about it. It's just a test.
Yeah.
You're not suddenly attracted to, you know, the elk head that you saw on the wall moments ago. It's not. It's just a natural systems check. That's all.
I'm starting to wonder about you.
I'm just killing time because I can tell that you're looking up phloem or whatever it is.
I am looking.
And I still think that that's a bad word. And I think that we phloem? Should ban the word phloem.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, sieve tubes. Okay. Yes. Okay. Sorry.
That was such a nerdy laugh. That's such a the girl that podcasts about science kind of laugh.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Do it again.
No.
You kind of did. You kind of did right there. Do it one more time.
No. So they're tracheids and sieve tube elements.
Sieve tube.
Okay. So tracheids are the long, skinny ones.
Okay.
And they're the phloem.
Okay.
And.
But what is the purpose of these things? These are just the things that keep the plant alive? These are like the plant's circulatory system or something?
Yes.
Okay.
They're what transport nutrients and water into the plant from the root to the shoot.
So I need to ask, and I understand that it's a college level course, but why do you need to know anything beyond just the fact that they are part of this circulatory system of the, I can't say that word.
Because I'm a biology major.
I know. See, why would you do that?
I know. Now I'm starting to wonder that myself. Because it's hard stuff. And I'm like, oh, it just gets so mixed up. And sometimes I think, I don't know that I really want to do this anymore. I don't know that biology is my calling anymore.
Okay.
And that's kind of sad because I really love science. I do. But I think that there are parts of it that I don't love.
Well, yeah, and I think that you've kind of gotten involved in the parts that you don't love more than the parts that you do love. Which is kind of sad that you actually wound up on a road that probably led you astray.
I agree.
I think that if you would have taken a slightly different path, that you probably would have a different version of how you feel about the sciences.
Meaning?
Just that there would have been a different path, that's all.
Okay.
There's a lot of paths that we can take in life.
You know, that's true.
A lot of places that we make a decision, a conscious decision, to go one way or the other. And sometimes it's not always the right decision. And sometimes you just have to go along that course until you get to another place where you make a decision, and then you make another decision.
I just think that part of it is there is so much stress put on performing in college. You know, it's not necessarily about learning the information. It's about spewing back this memorized stuff.
Do you really?
And I don't like that. I think that that's the difference for me between community college and university. I loved community college because it was more about interaction. They would give you the information, they would put it in a real life situation, and then you would discuss that. How does it relate to things? And I don't feel like I don't feel like that's the way it works in a university level. I feel like at a university level, depending on what kind of university you go to, the one that I attend is more research focused. So the professors aren't really there to teach you a lot. They're there to do research. And they depend a lot on their teacher's assistants and the PhD students to do that work. But then you're not getting the same kind of quality education, I feel like. They're just giving you all of this information and expecting you to spew it back at them.
So rather than having a professor, you get a teaching assistant who uses the word ain't.
No. No, and the professors do teach the course, but they don't want to help you with anything after that. They're like, I went to class and I gave you the information and that's all I'm responsible for.
Well, they're also busy, I imagine. If they're actually involved in actual research, I assume that they're fairly busy.
But that's not the point. The point is, if you're going to be a professor, if you're going to be teaching students, you should be responsible for those students and their performance.
You should
be, to some extent, responsible for whether or not that student understood what you gave in your lecture. And I think that that means making yourself available to students and saying, okay, you know, if you have questions.
Haven't you always had professors that said that had office hours, you could go and talk to them?
And most professors now still have office hours. I just feel like they are not as accessible.
Are you sure? Or is it that you just don't feel as comfortable going to them as you used to?
No.
No?
No.
So you feel perfectly comfortable the same way you did in community college. You could just walk to whoever's office and...
I feel less comfortable, but yes, if I feel like I could do that, yes.
Then why don't you?
Because I've had too many experiences where somebody doesn't have time for me. And so then I don't want to do it.
Well, so then you're
I'm not going to make you give me your time.
Well, you could ask...
I have asked.
Are they looking for something specific? Is that why?
Okay, seriously, are we like hashing this out?
No.
The whole point of this was to say that I needed to podcast so that I could learn the material.
Okay. So what else would you talk about then?
That's all I would talk about is science. Until my class is over, and then I'd be like, okay, I'm done with my podcast.
And then everybody that was, you know, big science fans were like, damn, man.
Yeah, they're
just getting
like,
into that.
I was just listening to this girl be stupid about science.
She thought it was phloem.
She didn't even understand that that's not even what those are for.
Or phloem was phloem.
Yeah.
Which is something you would have at a dance party for teenagers. That phloem. Phloem party.
Really?
Do you ever seen a foam party?
No.
Where they fill up the whole dance floor with bubbles?
No.
No, really?
You're old.
Those are awesome.
I don't think that's a thing anymore.
People are always losing eyes.
I don't know why that shocked me so much. Woo, I felt that right here in my chest. Wow.
You okay now?
No, I don't know.
That
was a little scary.
It was like me waking up last night and my arm was asleep. My whole arm was asleep.
You freaked me out.
Well, I freaked myself out because that's only ever happened one other time. One other time years ago, I rolled over to turn my alarm clock off and my arm just landed with a thud and it wouldn't do anything. It was to my whole arm from my shoulder all the way down was totally asleep. Just flop, 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 flop like that. And that's how it was last night. And I rolled over and I was like, oh. Something's wrong. I couldn't feel my arm. I couldn't feel, and I jumped out of bed.
I know. You freaked me out. I'm like, what is going on? And you're not talking to me. You're like.
I was going, something's wrong here. Did I
And
not?
I'm like, no, you weren't actually using words.
I was saying something's wrong here.
You were just freaking
here.
Out.
And then.
You didn't say words.
After about 15 seconds of, you know, running around the bedroom like a crazy person.
Uh-huh. And I'm going, what is going on? What's wrong? Are you okay? And you're like, oh.
I finally realized that my arm had gone to sleep and I wasn't having a heart attack or a stroke or something like that.
You're like beating your arm like, on the
oh
bed.
Oh my God. Oh, I hate that when my whole arm goes to sleep. And I hate the fact that I am so afraid of death. I just hate that because I am so, there's so many ways to die.
Yeah.
And I think of all of them. And,
yeah, I know.
And it pretty much consumes all of my time thinking
really?
Of ways to die.
Wow.
I know. And that's wrong. I should not be that afraid
to
die.
Counseling.
Alice Cooper is Welcome to My Nightmare 2. Mm-hmm. The nightmare turned out to be that he was afraid to die, and then he actually died.
But he didn't actually die.
Well, no, but in the album, he actually dies.
But he didn't actually die.
I know, and that's sort of the part of it that adds irony as well.
Yeah, kind of.
But I think that a lot of us are afraid to die. Maybe. I don't
know. That's what I told
maybe
you.
Maybe I'm weird. Maybe I think about it. How often do you think about death?
Every day.
Do you?
Yeah.
In virtually every situation you're in?
No.
Like when you're driving your car, do you think about the ways you could die?
No.
When you're sitting at the bus stop, do you think about ways that you could die?
Nope.
When you're sitting in your house, are you thinking about ways you could die? Like the floor just drops out and oh, that's it. Well, what the hell happened there?
No.
Because there's a billion ways to die.
I really think you should seek out some help.
When you walk down the stairs, or do you think, whoa, if I miss that stair, that would be it?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Maybe I think about it a little more than I should.
I think you might.
Okay.
I think that's a little concerning.
Is it?
It is a little concerning.
Because I am a little concerned by it. That would be such a
preoccupation. It's normal. I think it's normal to have a fear of death. I think that most people think about dying. If you've ever known anybody who has been close to you that has passed away, then that is absolutely something that you think about. But I don't think that it's normal to be obsessed by it.
Well, and you could say, well, my sister just died recently.
Mm-hmm.
And
which could be why
maybe
that's so heavy on your mind right now.
And yet it started before that. In all honesty, I was doing that long before my sister passed away.
Okay.
So that really wasn't part of it. It's not part of the grief process, I don't believe.
No, but it's not just you. You're like, you hate for me to go out at night by myself. You hate for me to drive across town by myself because our town is pretty big.
It's just a big town.
It is a big town. You don't like me to be on the freeway by myself.
I know.
You really kind of...
It's not a trust issue, though.
You are afraid of me dying.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea where that comes from.
But you realize that if I were to die in that situation, you would probably die in that situation too, right?
Because I was there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if I'm there, I'm okay with that. I'm
not okay with that.
I want to be able to, when I die, I want it to be with you.
Yeah. Gosh, that's actually concerning. I think that now I'm definitely going to have to insist that you go to a counselor.
That's right. If I'm going, I'm taking you with me, baby.
They're like, people are going to say, he talked about that. He actually said that.
He actually said that. Oh, my gosh. Oh, boy.
That's yeah. It's recorded. So.
Well, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you say if it's recorded. Trump has been constantly saying that he was always against the Iraq war.
Even though he specifically, Matt Lauer's face, said.
To Howard Stern's face in 2003.
Well, yeah, I know. But he said it to Lauer, too.
Well, he said that he was against it to Lauer. And Lauer should have said, but in 2003, you understand that you actually were saying that you were for the Iraq war.
Yeah.
You know, not against it.
No, but he said to Lauer in an interview after that he was for it.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I'm not sure. Is that Facebook information?
No, that's not Facebook information.
Yes, I'm not sure how I feel about Facebook information.
You need to stop with that.
I can't really
Facebook
think.
Facebook is a fine source for information. It is.
And I could definitely understand how people can spend a lot of time doing it. Because I have like two friends on Facebook. I'm very new to Facebook.
You've got like five friends.
Okay, I've got like five friends. But then there's other things that I like. You know, I like Alice Cooper and I like Elvis Costello and a few other artists
ICP
like that.
And...
So on my page, there is a lot of stuff from my handful of friends and from the people that I like. And I could spend a lot of time just going through all that information because most of it is stuff that I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm.
In some way, shape, or form.
Well, that's because that's what you chose.
Exactly. And that's and our world is becoming more and more like that all the time. It's how do you decide what you choose?
You choose based on what you like.
But you choose. It's not like it used to be. It used to be...
your own ending.
Yes. But like in the days of radio and television, before you could record television, you watched on their schedule.
Right.
You watched what they wanted you to watch on
at
their schedule.
At that time.
Yes.
Right.
And now you watch what you want to watch on your schedule. And even if it's live TV, then...
You don't have to watch what's on.
You can pause it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can... I mean, even live TV, you can pause and watch it on your time. It's like, oh, wait, I've really got to go to the bathroom. Click, pause. Mm-hmm. And then I come back to live TV. Although I don't know why anybody would watch live TV because I rarely do.
Well, you make sure that you time your bathroom break at the beginning of a commercial break because then you pause it and you go do your bathroom stuff and you finish and then you come back and you have time to fast forward through all the commercials.
Although I was watching the Broncos game yesterday and I was watching it in real time.
Whoa.
Because I was doing it the way that I used to do it and I was cleaning the house as I did it. It was my day for cleaning the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so during the commercial breaks, I would run and do my next little thing on my list.
Mm-hmm.
And so through the course of the game, I got the entire house clean. And I watched the entire game and in real time.
And how did that make you feel?
It made me feel good.
Did it?
It made me feel like old times.
And were you happy not fast forwarding through the commercials?
Only in that I was busy and I had things to do and I was staying active. So that was good.
So we could get rid of our DVR.
No.
And you could watch live TV.
Never, ever in a million years.
Else's schedule. And you could be perfectly happy with that.
See, and that's why we can't, that's why radio is, because you can't pause radio.
You cannot pause radio.
You cannot rewind radio.
The nice thing about podcasting is, however, you can pause. You can come back, you can rewind, you can fast forward, and you have total control. So if they're being stupid or boring or whatever, you can fast forward through it or however you want to play that.
So if you've been fast forwarding, here's all the stuff you've missed.
No, that's not how this works. We don't recap.
This ain't defiance.
It's the Brett and Jamie Show.
The Brett and Jamie Show. The show.
This ain't science.
This ain't defiance.
It's the Brett and Jamie Show.
The Brett and Jamie Show. The show.
This ain't science. This ain't science.
This ain't defiance.
It's the Brett and Jamie Show.
The Brett and Jamie Show. The show.
This ain't science.
This ain't defiance.
It's the Brett and Jamie Show.
The Brett and Jamie Show. The show.
This ain't science.